First they have to bring the Korban Omer, and then they can go to eat the Chodesh. But Ella, but according to Rabbi Kivis, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we had before. Ella Lamandiya, Maliachi Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it says Moshe would be by Chodesh, that this mitzvah only applies after the 14 years that the Jews conquered and divided the Eretz Yisrael. So it first started then, if so, Nechel Yalter. When the Jews first went over the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael, why didn't they eat the new grain right away? Why did they have to wait until after Pesach, until the second day Pesach? There was no Issa Chodesh yet. It's Kashem Nebi Shmuel. So Mar says, the Teretz says, not that it was also, but just Lemaisa, Lehevei Tzricha, they did not need to eat from the new crop. You know why? Tehsev, what the Pesach says, Uvenei Yisrael, Ochlu Es Amon, Aboyim Shona, Klai Yisrael ate from the Mon 40 years. The boyum aleres meshevis until they came in teres Yisrael itself. Then another pasuk says, "Es hamon ochlu ad boyum al kitzay eretz Canaan." They ate the mon until they came to the end of Eretz Canaan, means before they went over the Yarden. So that's a stich and a noig where Moshe Rabbeinu was still there. So what's the stira? Until how long did they eat the mon? C.F. Shalom, you can't tell me Ad the boya melos nasheves that they ate the mon came down until the imamish came into Eretz Yisrael. Shekva nemar ad kitzay Eretz Canaan, because the pasuk says no, they only had the mon until they came to the boundary of Eretz Canaan, which means before they passed over the Yarden. Be'eretz Sichon and Be'eretz Oig. So it's mashma the mon stopped then before they went over the Yarden. But C.F. Shalom ad kitzay Eretz Canaan, you can't tell me that either. Shekva nemar ad boya melos nasheves. Because another pasuk is mashmano, they ate the mon until they came into Eretz Nesheves, until they came into Eretz Yisrael itself. So Akeitzah, how did the both sukkim come out? So pshat is like this. Really what happened was, b'shiva b'adar meis Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin b'adar. U'posik mon mil'eret. At that day, Zayin b'adar, before they went into Eretz Yisrael, when they were still at Ktzei Eretz Canaan, when they're still on the other side of the Yarden, that's when true the mon stopped coming down. But they had enough mon left over from that last day. It lasted with them a long time until Tez Zayin Benisan. More than a month's time it lasted with them. Even though usually when the mon came down, you can't take extra. If you took extra, then it'll be destroyed, right? But here, the last day the mon came down, here's what I care. The last day the mon came down, they were able to take and fill up the kelim, and the mamad lasted for them until Tez Zayin Benisan. So therefore, that's Pranim Bishmuel. The reason why the pasuk says in Yeshua that they did not eat from the new land, the new crop, until after Tez Zayin Benisan, not because there was an Issa Chodesh, but they didn't have to. They had the mon with them, mamish all the way up to Tez Zayin Benisan. This is one brisa. So that's how you answer both sukkim. That the mon lemaisa stopped coming down when they were still by Eretz Canaan, in the Ktzei Eretz Canaan, before they went over the Yarden, where Moshe's place of Eretz Tichon and Moav, that's when the mon stopped coming down on Zayin V'Adar. Just lemaisa, they kept on eating it even after they went into Eretz Yisrael, because what they had lasted them until Tez Zayin V'Nisan. So that's why Miyushev both sukkim. They talk eight until they came into Eretz Meshevis, until after Tez Zayin V'Nisan. Tan Yidach, another brisa sounds like this. Tan Yidach. Hobnei Yisrael esol ochlu es hamon aboyim shona. Klal Yisrael says ate the mon for 40 years. For the Gemara v'chi aboyim shona ochlu, is it true they ate for 40 years? For lo aboyim shona chosah shloishim yom ochlu. They are missing 30 days. 30 days they did not eat. El Olamo comes to teach us like this: that ugois shoytziyum in Mitzrayim toimu behem tamon. Nor is that the ugois they took out of Mitzrayim also tasted like mon. So this trap by says the mon first came down 30 days later, it first started to come down. So the first 30 days, they were missing the mon. So Teretz says that the ugois, the cookies, the bacon they took out with them from Mitzrayim, tasted like mon. So that's the way this Bryce learns they ate it for 40 years. According to the Bryce who learned before the pshat would be is, even though it started 30 days later, but they continue eating it another 30 days even after they came into Eretz Yisrael. Tan Yidach, another Bryce says like this, Beshiva b'yadah meis Moshe. Moshe died on Zayin b'yadah. He was born then also. Minayin, how do we know Taka Shebeshiva Biyadah Meis? How do we know he was Nifter on Zion Biyadah? Shinam, the Pesach says, Vayomus Shem Moshe Ever Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter there, Ever Hashem. Not the Hesper, but Moshe is called an Ever Hashem. Huchsiv, another pasuk says, Vayivku b'nei Yisrael es Moshe b'yav es Moiv, Shloshim yoyim. Klai Yisrael sat there and cried over Moshe for 30 days. Huchsiv, the pasuk in Yeshua says, Vayi achrei Moshe Moshe Eved Hashem, after Moshe was nifta, Huchsiv, Moshe avdi meis, v'yata kum avor. Now get up, it's time to go over at the yard in Teret Yisrael. Huchsiv, and it says, Ivru b'kerev ha-machne, you Yeshua go between the machne, v'tzavu esam, and command them now, lema telling them, Hechinu lechem tzeda, prepare yourself to say the food. Ki b'yoyt shleishes yom, was not a 3 days, and you know, z'yud v'nisin, tavu es ha-yardin, you're going to go over the yardin. So that one was Moshe, we'll soon see. So Moshe was meis on Zion, so another 3 days until Zion v'nisin, they were crying. Then Hashem told Yeshua, now command them, that these next 3 days prepare yourself, because on Yud Benisin you're going to go over the Yarden. Huchsiv, the pasuk says, V'yom olum in a Yarden v'yesel ha-chedesh ha-rishon. That Klaiyasa went over the Yarden on Yud Benisin. So now, let's work backwards. Say, mehem shloishim u'shloishim yomim. You have to take away 33 days, because the last 3 days they were preparing themselves. And then 30 days before that they were crying for Moshe. So when did Moshe Rabbeinu was in Iftar? Holamaratah shebeshiva b'yadah meis Moshe. That Moshe was nifta 33 days before Yud Benisim, which is Zayin Biyadu. Now, Uminayin, how do we know Shebeshiva Biyadu Neulad Moshe? How do we know Moshe was born also the same day on Zayin Biyadu? Shinam, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Aleihem, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ben Meyo V'Yeshrim Shona Mecha Yoim, I right now today is 120 years old. Layuchal Oid Lotus Love, I can't go in and go out. Now the question is, the word Hayoim is extra. Shein Tamadloim Hayoim. Why do we have to have this word Hayoim? We know he's talking today. Ma Tamadloim Hayoim. What's the word? Ben Meir Esam Shana Lechi Hayoim. So Malam, it comes to teach us, She'akodesh Baruch Hu Yoishev U'mamalash Noiseim Shot Tzadikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu sits and fulfills the whole year of Tzadikim. That they die after a complete year. Miyoim L'yoim U'mechodesh L'chodesh. Shinam, the Pasuk says, As Mispa Yemecha Amalei. I will make your days full. Therefore, since Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Badr, that's a svar was also Niftar. I mean, since he was Niftar on Zayin Badr, that's a svar for sure was also born on Zayin Badr also. Tanya Rishim Ben Yechoyayme. Sholosh mitzvahs nitztavu Yisroel b'chnisos in Loretz. There are 3 mitzvahs that Klai Yisrael had when they first went into Eretz Yisroel. And Rashi says this means Chodosh, Orlo, and Klayim. These 3 mitzvahs they first got when they went into Eretz Yisroel. That when a heg is bein boretz bein b'chutz loretz, and it's noig zayin eretz yisrael, and also in chutz loretz, v'u adin it's a svar that also sheyinik that it should be noig. That's what the Rishon ben Yochai holds. Because he holds the pasuk by chodosh when the Torah says the yisach chodosh Moshe he holds means b'chol mashva seichem. Wherever you're living, you have the yisach chodosh. So that's what's given that chodosh applies even in chutz loretz, and therefore it says that the kavu chayma that orlo and klaya kerem should also apply in chutz loretz. But they're noig. Oh, ma chodesh, ma duch this mitzvah chodesh. Shein yisur yisraelim. This is not for always. V'yein, because whatever grows after tezayin b'nisan, you can eat. V'yein yisur yisra, no, it's not also b'no. Chodesh, you can give to your animals to eat. V'yeshet li yisur, even what grew before tezayin b'nisan, you just have to wait till after they bring the yom, and then you can eat it. Still, no yigbor to bein bor to bein chutz loretz, if so klayim, the mitzvah of klayim, she yisur yisraelim. Whatever grows, the yisra klayim is also l'aylam. There's never a heter to grow klayim. V'yisur yisano, it's also b'no, you have to burn it. V'yen heter l'yisurim, whatever grew, the yisra klayim, there's no way to make it heter. Isn't it for sure, she'inigu bein bor to bein chutz loretz? That the svar is, that all the klayim should apply, even a chutz loretz. And v'u adin l'yorla v'shtayim. All the koponim has 2 of these things. Because even though all of the fruits that grow after the 3rd year is mutatit, but I call upon them, the fruits that grow the first 3 years, it's asatit, and it's nisr hano. So for sure they should apply even the chutz loretz. This is Rabbi Shmuel, this is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Svar. All right, we'll stop here.